here's your eggs, and here's the bacon. I hope it's cooked. I hope it's cooked to your liking, nice and crispy, like you, you know. Sorry you had to wait so long, you know.
It's 2 p.m., man.
I know. I've been cooking this breakfast since 6 in the morning.
Six in the morning, you made bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs, I know. And it's plain eggs. I kept messing up the eggs, and I had to start over many times. And then I ran out of eggs, so I had to go to the store to buy eggs, but they didn't have eggs at the first store I went to, so I had to go to another store.
Bobby, how do you mess up scrambled eggs, man?
Bacon. I thought, you know, but I never made no scrambled eggs before. You know, I'm not a cook, really, by trade. You know, that's not what I do. But so I thought, how do you scramble them? I didn't know, you know, what's that meant. So I took them and I tried to shake them and things like that. But then they kind of just made a mess. And then I shook the eggs.
And
put them in a pot. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever scrambled anything besides eggs?
I mean, I've scrambled the brains.
Wait, what?
Scrambled them brains.
Oh, whose brains?
This kid named Charlie that I grew up with.
I'm curious now. Tell me about how you
scrambled his brains.
Yeah.
Well, he would always push me around. You see, we rode the bus to school together.
Uh-huh. And yeah.
He would always, I wouldn't get enough sleep, so I would kind of fall asleep on the bus, and I'd wake up, and his hand would be in my lunch bag, and he'd be eating my lunch while I'm sleeping on the bus.
Okay. Cut to the bus.
His brains.
Oh man, this fucking lunch is so good. Oh.
Mm. Hey, what the hell? Your hand is in my lunch
again.
Yeah,
man. It's so good. It's so much better than what my mama gives me, man.
Mm. That's my lunch. What did your mom give me? You got to give me your lunch now.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, my. What the hell is this? A fish head in a bag?
Basically, yeah. It's basically a fish head in a bag.
I'm going to scramble your brains.
Fuck. Fuck, how are you going to do
right,
that?
I'm going to scramble your brain after school today.
Oh, shit. You ain't going to scramble my brain.
I'm going to scramble your brain.
You can't scramble
brains.
Listen
to me, Charlie.
Yeah?
After school today, your brains are going to be scrambled. And then tomorrow, you're going to fail that math test.
Oh, shit.
In Ms. Boynauer's class.
I don't think I was going to pass it anyway, man.
Real? For real?
For real. Like, I haven't studied. Like, I think if you scramble my brains, I might actually get smarter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know what? Just do it now. Just scramble my brains
scramble
right
your
now.
Brains.
Scramble it now. Oh. Oh.
Did it work?
Huh?
Did it work?
I don't feel properly scrambled. Oh. I feel like you just pounded.
I do math tutoring sometimes.
Well, I mean, I was thinking like maybe you could dig your fingers in and scramble the brains real good.
Oh, real? Like stick them right through your eyes?
Just shove them right in. Oh, God.
Ew, it's so squishy.
Yeah.
Ew.
Scramble them right.
Yep.
Oh.
Turn it around.
Oh.
And turn your brain around.
Oh, hello. I feel so much better now, Bobby. Thank you so much.
Whoa.
Yes.
I'm sophisticated.
Am I now?
Yeah, listen to you.
That's quite a change. You scrambled my brains quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh. I feel like I know mathematics now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Absolutely. I think I can actually pass that exam.
Oh, that's great.
Oh. I can't see anything anymore, but,
Oh, well, you know, you ain't missing much.
You know what? I've come up with a solution for that.
For your eyesight problems?
Yes!
What's it?
I know now how to build artificial eyes.
Oh, Jesus!
Yes!
That's fantastic!
Absolutely!
Wow.
Well, wow,
great.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, hey, no problems.
You know what?
What?
One day you're going to have a boss,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to really appreciate you.
Oh, wow. So you see, and that's how he went on and became a president.
Wow.
You remember him?
Yeah.
President Charlie?
President, yeah, Charles Bronson, yeah.
Yeah, President Charles Bronson.
Wow,
he was president with the artificial
eyes. And you just shoved You just shoved his fingers.
Shoved my fingers in his brain, and okay. I turned his brain around.
So why didn't you like?
I tried that with the eggs. I shoved my fingers in them, and I turned them around.
Okay.
Then they just boing on one side, and they boing on the other side.
That's not good.
The top part was still liquid. I didn't want to give you a bunch of liquid.
You know what? The problem now is that we've been talking so long, I have not been eating these.
Oh, it's cold now.
Yeah.
You need me to make more? Those are the last ones. I have to go back to your store.
I'm kind of worried that it won't be ready until next week. So,
well,
you know what?
I bet this time it would go quicker at the store. You see, I had a bit of an incident at the store.
Oh?
Yeah. Well,
what happened to the store?
Well, let me tell you about it.
Okay.
I'm pardon me, do you work here?
Yes, I do. I do work here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for eggs.
Eggs. Okay. Oh God, that's the cold aisle. The one that it has.
I don't know.
It has. There's.
You tell me.
There's coolers there because I think we like to keep the eggs cool.
Like you put them in coolers and then the coolers are on a shelf.
No.
Like, I saw coolers by some patio chairs and.
Here's what travel mugs
and things like that. Is that where the eggs are?
No. Those are like party coolers.
Do I have to buy a cooler to get the eggs?
It's like a refrigerator where the door's always open.
You gotta buy a refrigerator to buy eggs?
No. We have one of them. We have like two different types of. Have you ever noticed? We got two different types of refrigerators here.
Two different types of refrigerators.
Yeah, like there's the refrigerators with the doors that slide open.
The doors.
And then there's just the refrigerators that are always open. That's where the eggs and cheese are.
And then there's the freezer.
Oh, shit. We have freezers, too.
Well, I assume so. Do you sell popsicles and ice cream and frozen chicken and frozen potatoes?
Oh, my God. We have
and frozen pizza.
We have a really large selection here.
And frozen items?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of frozen things, you know.
Oh, people my God.
People like the frozen foods.
You are really blowing my mind.
Blowing your mind?
Yeah. I always
blowing your mind.
Yeah, I just always stocked the produce. That's all I ever did.
I never blowed someone's mind before.
You
scrambled someone's brains, but I never blowed someone's mind.
My mind blown.
I have to tell my boss about this.
Yeah, honestly, I thought all we had was like lettuce and vegetables.
How long have you worked here?
God, I've been working here for 3 years.
3 years?
3 years. I never left this
you
little
just
area.
Working produce?
Yeah, just working on the stacking the produce.
Oh, wow.
It's good stuff. I like it. It keeps. It's
what
a nice temperature. What do I recommend?
Yeah.
As far as the produce.
Yeah. I don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, but my doctor's always getting on my case about it.
Hey,
so I figure maybe I'll give it a bit of a try.
I don't want to suggest anything too exotic, but I mean, have you ever tried a strawberry?
I mean, I've had strawberry jam.
I don't know what that is, but have you ever tried a strawberry?
I've had strawberry yogurt.
Fuck is a yogurt? All right, I'm talking about produce here.
Like a fresh strawberry?
Yeah.
Like coming out of the ground?
I mean, no, they are out of the ground.
So let me ask you this. So all these flavors of things, do they come from vegetables and fruits?
Flavors of what?
Like soda and ice cream and
soda,
candy and all this business.
Man, I like soda, but I never thought that it was, like, I thought the soda, like.
Like, where's that Coca-Cola fruit?
The Coca-Cola fruit?
Yeah.
There's no such thing. I mean, if we don't sell it here. Maybe you get them at one of the Latin markets.
What's a Sprite fruit?
A who?
A Sprite fruit.
Oh, that's Lyman.
Lyman?
Yeah.
Point me in the direction.
Of a Lyman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You see those green fruits?
Yeah.
You see those
look like little footballs.
Yeah. Then they got a little brother.
Oh,
it's a yellow one. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it? These are the Sprite ones?
Well, you gotta.
Oh, let me just.
No, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
It's so sour. That doesn't taste like Sprite at all.
No.
You're a liar and a cheat, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, you just.
I want to talk to
you.
You
just made Sprite juice.
I want to talk to your manager.
Okay.
I want to talk to your manager.
All right. Okay. They're going to fire me this time. I know it. I am. I'm the manager.
First off, take a bite of these.
You want me to take a bite of a lemon and a lime? I want you to take a bite. You just bit out of those.
I did.
Okay, fine.
Now let me ask you something. Does that taste like a Sprite?
No, why would it?
He said it did.
He said
that was Sprite fruit.
I mean, Sprite is made from lemon and lime flavors.
What kind of store is this?
It's a Publix.
What kind of...
It's a grocery store.
A Publix?
A Publix grocery store. Have you been here before?
No.
No?
I came here for eggs.
You came here for eggs? What are you doing here in the produce section?
I asked him for eggs. He sold me Sprite fruit. It didn't taste like Sprite. I'm upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want him fired.
I want
you fired.
Wait, what? Who's going
to
fire me?
I want these fake fruits to be not sold.
Wait, did you say these fruits are fake?
They're not Sprite fruits.
There's no such thing as a Sprite fruit.
Then how do they make Sprite?
Okay, so first they start with a lot of sugar and a lot of water.
Okay, sugar and water.
Yeah, all right.
Do you sell those?
Yeah, we got plenty of sugar and water.
All right, bring
me some sugar. You also need to carbonate that water.
What?
You got to carbonate the water.
Do you sell that?
Sort of. We have a little soda stream kind of thing. Okay. Yeah.
I want you to bring all these things to me.
You want me to bring... You know, have you heard of Instacart?
I don't know what you're talking
Instacart.
About.
Instacart, it's an app that you can get on your phone.
Look, I just came in for eggs.
You can get someone to shop for you.
I just came in for eggs.
You know what? Why don't you just get the eggs instead of me going to get you
sugar? He said I gotta buy a cooler.
Cooler? He said you gotta buy a cooler?
He said I gotta buy a cooler.
You know what? Why don't you wait up front?
Okay, thank you.
All right. cut to 2 hours later. Here. We got three carts here.
Oh.
We did all your shopping for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is soda stream.
Soda streamer.
Wow. Some lemons, limes.
Yeah. A whole lot of sugar.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. We brought, this whole cart is just a cooler. Yeah.
A cooler.
Like a Coleman cooler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that full of eggs?
We did. We shoved all the eggs in there.
Okay, because you got to buy the cooler to get the eggs?
Yeah, we put 12 dozen eggs in there.
Right,
a dozen eggs.
Got to make breakfast.
It's 144 eggs just for you.
Oh, I hope it's enough.
I'm hope so, too.
I'm making breakfast for one man.
For one man?
Do you think that's enough eggs?
Maybe we can get you a couple more dozen.
I ran out of 12 before I came here.
Uh-huh. Okay. You know what? Why don't you just try the 144,
okay,
and if you have any issues, you just come back over.
Just come
here.
Back. Yeah. Come back to the store.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that other cart there is, you can't make eggs without bacon.
Okay.
So we put all the bacon in the store in there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
And here's my credit card.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
We'll just keep this.
Okay.
All right. You go on. We'll keep your credit card. All right. Thank you.
Cut to 5 minutes later. sir, pardon me, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir. The shopping cart tipped over. The parking lot, all the eggs broke. Do you have any? Do you have another 144 eggs?
Yes. Yeah. We do. We do.
Okay. Thank you.
Cut to 2 hours. We went. We got the last of our eggs. And
okay.
We went
Thank
to
you.
The we went to the Kroger across town.
Okay.
Yeah, got you some more eggs.
Oh.
Put them inside this other Coleman cooler.
Are those as good?
Are they as good as our eggs?
Yeah.
Nothing's as good as our eggs, but
your eggs are better?
Our eggs are better. Our eggs are the best.
How far away is another
Publix?
Yeah.
At least another 50 miles.
50 miles?
50 miles. Yeah, we like to keep our Publix 50 miles apart.
That's not the worst thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
50 miles.
50 miles.
You get there in like an hour.
Yeah.
Hour 20.
Let's see here. It's about noon a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, you can...
Sounds good.
Yeah, you can be fighting against lunch traffic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you just do that.
Good thing I got the cooler.
Absolutely. Two coolers. You got two coolers now.
Oh, right. Of course, because you got to.
And a shitload of bacon. A
lot of bacon, a lot of eggs.
So much bacon.
Did you double up the bacon, too?
We can.
Oh, okay. I thought I had to, since I'm buying eggs.
I mean, you didn't drop the bacon originally.
No.
And we just replaced the eggs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Thank you for that.
So, I mean, technically, you don't need more bacon. I
thought I had to buy it all again.
No, no, no.
Okay.
Though we did give you another...
SodaStream.
SodaStream.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, you got a SodaStreamer. You got two SodaStreamers.
Two SodaStreams.
The
144 unbroken eggs.
Unbroken eggs.
144 broken eggs.
Yeah, both of them inside Coleman coolers.
Both of them inside Coleman coolers. Mm-hmm.
And then
the bacon.
The bacon to match.
Fantastic! Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
It's my Publix's pleasure.
I'm gonna go to the other Publix.
Okay.
So that way,
you get the better eggs.
The better eggs. If I go through all the better eggs,
mm-hmm.
it's no good. Kroger eggs.
Okay.
I'm gonna use the Kroger eggs for a couple practice runs.
Okay.
Before I even start.
Okay. Hey, that's a good idea. You know, that's I think that's the best use of a Kroger egg.
I didn't say it, but the breakfast is for my boss.
Oh wow!
My boss is waiting for this breakfast.
Oh my god!
I want it to be perfect.
Oh wow! You okay? Okay. Yeah, you need.
He likes bacon eggs, and he won't even get out of bed until he eats breakfast.
Can you tell me something?
Yeah.
What the hell is your job?
What's my job?
Yeah, what the hell is your job that you take forever to cook breakfast for your boss? And you...
Well, I'm not usually a cook.
Okay, so that...
Cook's sick today.
Okay, cook's sick. What the hell are you?
I'm a butler.
You're a butler?
Yeah, I'm a butler.
That's an unusual accent for a butler. A butler.
Well, butlers can be from anywhere.
I guess they could. I guess they could.
You don't gotta be from, a stuffy old England to be a butler. Not everybody likes that in a butler.
Is all of England stuffy and old?
I don't know. They ain't never been.
What if you went to England and you had a butler?
That sounded like me?
Oh, no.
That'd be funny.
But, wasn't stuffy
or old.
They
should do that as a TV show on that BBC.
What if they...
Like an old British rich guy who's got some guy like me as their butler. It's like...
With a Jersey accent?
Hey, yeah, it's like, hey, Governor, what you want? What do you want to eat today, buddy? That'd be funny.
That would be.
I could see that. I could see that. It's on the BBCs.
On the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't watch that. Yeah. Okay, so you go do whatever it is you do for your boss. You go buttle your boss.
Do what?
Buttle. Yeah.
Because I'm a butler.
Yeah.
So I buttle.
Yeah. So you
I
go,
get it.
You go buttle them.
Yeah, sure. And you gross.
I'm gonna get in there and gross.
Yeah, you do that.
Or I'm gonna manage the gross. Yeah.
Well, you're not a producer. but you gross produce.
Well, I mean,
Wait, you're the manager.
I'm the manager. The other guy is gross.
Right. You gross at all.
I am the head gross.
Yeah, the head grossman.
Yes, the head grossman.
Yeah, there we go.
Grosser.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I got a long drive ahead of me.
Please.
This SodaStream will be good in the car. So, there you go.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What? What do you think I should have done? Went to the Denny's down the street and just gotten a takeout?
Yeah. Given all that, yeah. Additionally, they have our card. They have our company card.
At Denny's?
No, at the Publix. You gave the guy the card and you never got it back.
Well, yeah, it was a lot. And it ended up coming in handy.
Well, you think he emptied the card and that's it?
144 the eggs there.
It wasn't a gift card. It was a credit card. We can keep using it.
Yeah, we can go back there.
We could use it at other places.
We can get another one.
How did you, when you went to the other Publix, how did you pay for anything if you left the card over at the first Publix?
Yeah, well, that's what I told them. I said, the other Publix got it.
Uh-huh.
That was a bit of an ordeal, too.
Oh, God. I can't imagine how this went.
Well, you see, I can't pay for it because the other Publix has the card. So if you just call them, they can charge for it, and then you sell me these eggs. In this cooler with the bacon. The package deal.
Okay.
I don't understand. Don't all these Publix, don't you have the same policies and such? If I want eggs, I got to get a big cooler full of eggs. And then I have to get bacon to match in pounds.
So you know
that's how you buy eggs at the Publix.
Call the other Publix to use the card, but you didn't keep the card.
He took it. The Publix took it. This is not your policies?
No. That's theft.
Then what's your policies?
Our policy.
Sell eggs.
There,
I see now.
There is a card swiper. You literally just swipe the card.
It says 12 eggs, $2.99.
Yeah.
I don't see a cooler. I don't see anything. I don't even see coolers in this Publix. What is this? I don't know. What is going on?
This is a Publix that has no coolers.
All right. How do I get these eggs?
How do you get them?
How do I buy them?
All right. Well, I mean, you get the eggs as you have. Yeah, okay. I mean, you have eggs with you.
Right.
And then you go through the line.
Okay.
And then when you go through the... heck, we even have self-checkout.
Okay. So I don't even have to go through a line.
No, you could just walk up to that machine over there.
Walk up to that TV.
Yes, the TV.
Okay, yeah. Very nice. Walk up to the TV.
You swipe you swipe the eggs.
Take the eggs. Swipe them.
Yeah. I'm worried that you might think I'm saying you steal the eggs. You swipe the UPC symbol.
Put it in my jacket.
Okay, you see this? You see this little card?
I peel the code thing off it and put that in my pocket.
What the fuck? No, you don't need to peel anything.
Okay. What?
You take that thing. It's
cut
called
it
the
with
UPC
an X-acto
symbol.
Knife.
No. You
I
don't.
Got one.
Yeah. I. You know what? Congratulations.
You sell them.
Wait, that's one of... Okay, so you're going to need to purchase that. You can't use the X-Acto knife without purchasing it.
Okay, so I swipe it first. But okay. You don't need a knife to swipe this.
What, to swipe the X-Acto knife?
Right.
No, you don't need a knife to swipe anything. It's not a requirement.
What are you saying then?
All right. I'm just saying, like, you go to the... You know what?
Take it?
You know what? Don't go to the self-checkout machine. Okay, I'm afraid you're going to hurt yourself.
Fine.
All right. You see those other plates?
I don't need this knife at all.
No. You see?
Well, then I don't want it.
Perfect. Here, I'll take it. I'll take it and I'll put it back. All right.
It's out of the package.
All right. Let me screw this back in before I stab myself.
Yeah.
All right.
I want you to cut your nipple off. I did that once.
Me too. I only have the one nipple left.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you see those little lanes there that have a conveyor belt?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the people.
Yeah, you put your...
Yeah, like at the hardware store.
You put the eggs.
Like
yes.
At the hardware store.
Yes, exactly. I'm amazed you know how to deal with a hardware store, but you're completely lost here.
Sometimes you gotta buy a hammer.
Yeah? How often do you need to buy a hammer?
Every 4 months or so.
What happens to the hammers?
Well, I don't know where they go. I'm not the maid. So I don't put stuff away. But like sometimes the boss will be like, I don't like this painting no more. Why don't you hang up a different painting? And then I get out a hammer to put a little nail. And then I put the hammer down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So then I go buy a new hammer.
Okay. That's why you said, I thought the maid was hammering stuff.
No, she doesn't do that kind of work.
That was kind of, I was
put
very
things
confused.
Away.
Yes, that makes more sense.
And that includes hammers.
Yes. Okay. So the maid loses the hammer. The maid doesn't, you can't just
well,
ask the maid where
she
put the hammer.
It. We don't speak the same language.
Okay.
She's Romanian.
She's Romanian.
And that's all she speaks.
Is it all she speaks or is that all she speaks to you? Because I can see.
I wouldn't know if she speaks other things to other people. I'm only me.
I mean,
not other people.
That's a fair assessment. That's a fair assessment. Okay.
So I go through the lanes like at the hardware store.
You go through the lanes just like the hardware store.
Okay, cool.
You go through there and they'll check you out.
Okay.
All right. And then
is it okay that I took the things off the shelf that I want to buy? instead of taking little tickets and then telling them like the measurements and the and how much lumber and things I want.
Yeah, we don't sell lumber.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Are you trying to buy lumber here?
I mean, no, I wasn't. I mean, do you have a deal?
No. I, no, no, we just,
do you have a deal on lumber right now? Or copper wire?
You know what? We got these, I forget what they called, like these little planks, plankets. I forget what they're called. They hold our fruit.
Oh, pallets.
Pallets, yeah. Amazed you know what that is. We got pallets.
I used to work on some docks.
Gotcha. So, you know what? I'll sell you some pallets. How's that?
What kind of deal are you going to give me on these pallets? I mean, like I said, I didn't come here for wood, but if it's a deal.
50 cents a pop.
50 cents?
50 cents a pop.
That's a deal.
Yeah.
How many?
As many as you can carry.
I mean, I can't carry that much. I'm in a sedan.
A sedan.
Can you deliver them to me? I'm 50 miles. I actually live closer to the other Publix. Maybe you could put them in the truck that goes to the other Publix. Do you guys send trucks to each other?
Okay, here's
between stores.
Yeah, all right, but the delivery fee is going to be $3,000.
No, that's not worth it. No deal. No dice. No dice.
Yeah,
but I will use since can you call the other store though and have them charge that card?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Really good.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I'll have them charge the card.
Okay.
And but you know, you go, you go, and leave, and you go back to your boss, and hopefully we'll never have to see you again.
Okay, sure.
Okay. All right. Hey, yeah. So
We saying that we got a card. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, we got a card.
You got a card?
You got the card.
I got a card?
You.
We don't take customers' cards and keep them. We're not a bar.
You got this customer's card.
Well, does he know who took it?
He said it was the manager.
Manager?
Yeah, the manager. The Publix manager
there. Well, I mean, I'm the manager now. The other manager left for the day.
Do you know where that manager would place a card?
I don't know why you would even take a card, so I don't know where he would put a card.
Well, imagine the stupidest customer you've ever had.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Imagine that.
Okay.
All right, now imagine they're even dumber than that.
Well, I would just take their card.
Exactly. So where would you put it if you took it?
Well, this was his last day before him and his wife left on their honeymoon.
Yeah, but where would you put the card?
In my pocket.
In your pocket?
Yeah.
He
left on a flight for Tahiti about 15 minutes ago. He probably took the card there.
And he's a manager? At a Publix?
Yeah, it's just a grocery store. It's not like...
How much is he getting paid?
Is it about 70.
70? A year or an hour?
A year. Oh, 70 God. Grand.
Okay.
A year.
Okay.
It's about what I think a manager of a grocery store makes.
You drop something?
No. I mean, it's not a Trader Joe's. They're not bringing home six figures.
Jesus, they make six figures at a Trader Joe's?
The managers do, yeah.
Oh, my God. I
But we have stock. They don't get stock.
Oh.
At Publix, we're employee owned, so we get shares.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know that being a Publix employee, but...
Yeah.
Still, I'm not making 70. I'm not making 70. I can't afford a trip to Tahiti.
Well, you're not a manager, are you?
Yeah, I'm a manager store 50 miles away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of the 50 miles away, because as we know, there's a Publix 50 miles away from every single other Publix.
Right. It could be any of 10 Publix, depending on which direction you travel.
Yeah. So...
What'd you guys, Northeast?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, we're the Northeast.
Good weather.
Not right now.
Well, I don't like the weather here. I'd actually prefer that weather. I know it's not popular weather, but I like that kind of weather.
I mean, it's only 50 miles away. I mean, there's not a whole lot of weather changes.
I mean, I'm sensitive to it.
Okay, I mean...
you guys have a bit of elevation?
We do have a little bit of elevation.
A bit of that air pressure makes a slight difference with humidity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wind.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I walk around with swamp ass a whole lot.
Walking around with swamp ass all the time. See, I'd miss that.
You miss it?
I miss it.
You miss the swamp ass?
Yeah, my ass is always dry. I don't like it.
You know what? All right.
I wish it was moist. I want to feel like I live in a swamp.
Why don't we...
It's a dream, being amphibian.
Why don't we switch stores?
I kind of want to become a frog.
Okay.
So anyways, I don't know. There's no way I can get this card. Just tell him to pay cash.
Tell him he's gone.
How is he gone?
He drove?
You let him leave with the... Well, then you're paying for him.
God damn it, not again. This happens every fucking week.
Yep, sorry.
Some idiot comes to my store and tells me the card is somewhere else.
You want me to leave a note?
Huh?
You want me to leave a note for the other manager? Or...
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right, can I dictate it to you?
Sure.
All right.
I mean, I'll write it down and I'll put it there, but he's gone for a week, so I just hope it doesn't fall down.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Dear, dearest manager. All right.
All right.
Yes. Get every single thing.
Get every single thing.
I miss you.
I miss you.
I love you.
I love you.
Please give me back my card.
Give me back my card. His wife might read this.
If this is your wife reading this, I miss you too.
I miss you too. Okay. And cover your bases.
Yes. One of your children is mine.
One of your children is mine. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They only have one kid.
Well, then.
All right, cool.
I mean, I should have said at least one.
At least one. I put what I said in there. Is that okay?
That's, of course.
Okay, good. All right, is that it?
That's all. Thank you.
That's all. Thank you.
All right. Oh, and P.S.
P.S.
D's nuts. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, is that it?
Yes.
All right, good. All right. Yeah, let's see. I'll put it in an envelope here.
Mm-hmm.
Seal it.
Seal it with a kiss.
And then I'm a little wax.
Yeah.
I got a little wax thing.
Great. Can you write SWAK on there?
So, in the wax?
Yeah, that'd be great. Even better.
I mean, I have a wax seal.
Could you pour the hot wax on it? And just like in using the wax, spell out SWAK.
Oh yeah, sure.
All right.
SWAK.
Yeah.
And then I'm still gonna put my seal in the corner if that's okay.
Please.
It's just something I.
Yeah, I just need them to know that it was absolutely sealed with a kiss.
Say, I got a ring.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Got a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish you could see it over the phone, but.
Yeah, it felt like that. You tried to show it to me. You. Know?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I'm on the phone, I forget people aren't in the room.
It's common, you know.
It happens.
These whole FaceTime.
Part of being sensitive to weather.
Is it?
Yeah.
Please explain.
Okay. Well, you see, sensitive to weather, and this the thing where you forget the people you're talking to aren't in the room, it's all inner ear. All of that, it's inner ear stuff. A lot of people, they don't realize how many... conditions are inner ear.
I bet they can't. They can't understand it.
Like diabetes, that's just an inner ear thing.
I imagine it's literally impossible to understand.
It sure is. All right. Well, sorry about that. You know, shoplifter.
Okay.
He wants to tell you what. If you fax us his picture,
okay.
We'll put them up on the, you know, banned.
Why don't I just email you the picture?
Sure. That works.
Okay.
We can ban him. You want to get him banned from Publix?
Ooh. Can we just have him murdered instead?
I mean, I guess. Then you don't get to say, hey, you're not allowed in here.
I mean, you can say that and then shoot him.
Yeah, but then you only get to say it once and only you get to say it.
Well, I mean, if they show up there, I don't get to say it at all.
That's true. All right.
You know what? Don't murder him.
Just, don't?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll put his picture up.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
How are the exports?
They're still here.
Yeah, you haven't...
All right, I'm gonna try the eggs.
Just have a bite.
All right.
Have a bite of the old eggs.
Bobby.
Okay.
These eggs are crispy.
Right.
And the bacon is soggy.
Right.
How does that work?
Well, I scrambled it.
The eggs are as crispy as a bacon should be.
Okay.
And the bacon is just swirling around.
Bacon's.
Yeah. It's almost liquid.
It is, yeah.
How, Bobby?
Well, when it was cooking,
Bobby, you've been my butler now for 30 years.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You're practically a part of the family.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Are you going to start including me in the Christmas pictures?
In the Christmas pictures?
I mean...
Did you say, am I going to start including you?
Yeah.
No. No, no. We don't want to embarrass the family.
Oh, I
see. I said you're practically a part of the family.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That's a way of me saying you're not, at all part of the family.
Oh, I thought you meant for practical purposes, yeah. I am part of the family. So I'm in the will.
No.
I have access to assets.
No.
I mean, photographs.
Not a single
court one. Court filings.
Like, even emergency photographs that contents, you accidentally got into, we have photoshopped you out of.
Practically, isn't that what that means? Mm-hmm. Practical purposes.
Yeah.
For practical purposes, I'm in the family.
All right. When you say that, it sounds like you're talking about...
practical way,
no,
in the family.
You're talking about those
dolphins. Practically means in a practical way.
Those dolphin-like creatures are acting pragmatically. That's what it sounds like when you say practical poipuses.
Practical poipuses.
Yes. I can't help but think of that dolphin-like creature. I don't know them. I don't know a single...
What dolphins are you talking about?
They're not dolphins. They're porpoises.
Are
porpoises.
Dolphins not porpoises?
Porpoises.
Are dolphins not porpoises?
Dolphins are not porpoises.
They're not?
No.
I thought dolphins were a type of porpoise.
I think they are two separate
species.
They're
two separate things?
Yeah.
That's crazy. They're so similar.
They are. It's like alligators and crocodiles.
They got the same shapes and stuff. Well, no, those are different.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How are they so significantly different between a porpoise and a dolphin?
Because alligators, walk around on two legs. They got smooth skin.
What? I think you're talking about a supermodel.
A supermodel?
Yeah. They walk around on two legs and have Tyra smooth Bates? Skin. Yes.
She's not an alligator. What a rude thing to say.
But she has two legs and she walks on two legs and has smooth skin.
Well, so do I, but I'm not an alligator.
You have smooth skin?
I mean, on a good day.
Let me touch you.
All right.
Oh my God, your skin is smooth.
I moisturize.
Wow, you really... Wait, let me smell that.
But I'm not an alligator.
Is that my wife's?
I'm...
Is that my wife's lotion? Oh my God, Bobby.
I'm so sorry.
Do you think my wife is an alligator?
What?
She walks on two legs and has smooth skin. Are you an alligator?
No, I told you I'm not an alligator.
Yeah, we walk on two legs and you have smooth skin.
No, but I'm not an alligator. I'm sleeping with your wife.
Oh, fuck me. I mean her. Oh, shit.
It's okay? I can fuck her?
No!
You just said it. Fuck me and fuck her. I don't really want to fuck you, but I would love to keep fucking her.
I don't want you to.
We've been doing it for 30 years.
30 years? We've only been married for 25. You sound shocked to hear that.
No, yeah, I know.
Kind of thing is what I meant by that. Oh, you feel it? Is that guilt? Is that a guilt?
Like an avoidy kind of sound.
How many of my children are yours?
Huh?
How many of my children are yours,
Bobby?
How
many of your children?
Yeah.
Are mine?
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
Oh, I guess
so. And two of your brother's children.
I always wondered how I had five kids when I got a vasectomy. I just figured it didn't take.
And your wife doesn't touch you.
That's true. She won't. I'm still a virgin. I'm still a virgin, Bobby.
I know. When you're so religious that you just thought, you know,
was just five Christ children.
Nah, sorry about that. They're mine. Please don't fire me, though. I promise I'll learn to make eggs.
I don't think that's enough, Bobby. I'm still processing the fact that you have been sleeping for my wife for longer than I've been married to her.
I've been sleeping for her, with her. Sometimes I sleep with her for other people.
Wait, does she stay awake while you sleep that she somehow gets rested?
Wait, that's what you said. You said I sleep for her. And it's true. Sometimes I sleep for her and she paints me. But I'll sleep with her. And sometimes I sleep with her for other people. So they can paint us or film us.
Bobby?
Yeah.
We live in a... Huh? We live in this building.
Yeah.
We live in this building.
Uh-huh.
We live in a tall, tall skyscraper.
Yeah, very tall.
We live on the penthouse.
Yep, top floor.
Yeah.
Got the roof. Roof access.
Yeah, I'm going to jump off of it.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to jump
off of it. Boss, no. Boss, how could you?
One step at a time.
You're going to walk off the side of that building?
Mm-hmm. This building, not that building. That building is across the street. You just pointed to a building across the street. It's not even as high as this one. Like, I could see the roof.
Yeah, if you walked off there, you'd probably be okay. There's steps. You should walk off that building.
It's not really walking off the building if there's steps. That's just a fire escape.
Okay. You can walk down this fire escape.
Our building's a little tall for a fire escape, Bobby. I mean,
that's what the architect said.
That's what we just call
it. And yet here we are.
Those are internal stairs.
Well, I don't know what you're going to use to escape a fire, but I'm going to go down the stairs. I'm not going to just jump out a window.
Okay, fine. I won't jump off the roof.
Thank you.
Or walk down the stairs.
Yeah, good.
But I am going to fire you.
Huh?
I'm going to fire you, Bobby.
Oh, boy.
You're fucking fired.
It's because of the eggs.
Yes, it's because of the eggs. The shitty bacon and eggs. I'm firing you and I'm firing my wife. Yeah. And I'm firing my kids.
Well, they're not your kids.
Well, then I'm firing your kids.
You know what I just realized?
What?
I am part of the family.
You're part of not my family.
It's you that's not part of the family.
No, you're... You're a part of my wife's family.
Well, yeah. We have kids together.
My family... No. No, my family has the money. Well, okay, my wife's family has money, too. I mean,
Yeah. And when you get divorced, she'll get most of your money.
No.
No. And that'll go to the kids. No. Which are my kids.
Her family has money, so she doesn't get my money. That's not how it works.
Maybe after all this, you'll be my butler.
I didn't make a shit ton of money after we got married.
And then I'll wake up and you'll make me eggs.
No. I'll never make anyone eggs.
Oh. Because you can't.
Oh, I can make eggs, Bobby.
Okay.
I know how to scramble eggs.
All
right. I may have been born with a silver spoon up my ass.
Oh.
All right.
How did it get in your mother?
It didn't. It didn't.
It developed organically?
No, the doctor shoved the silver spoon up my ass. The
silver spoon up your ass while you
were pull me out. Yeah.
Oh, like a popsicle.
Yes, I was a baby. I was a baby popsicle.
Well, I never thought to do it like that.
Yeah.
I thought they used tongs for me.
Well, I was a breech birth. So they shoved a spoon up my ass.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I guess if I'm fired, I should probably get out of here.
Yeah, you should.
But, it was a pleasure.
No, it wasn't.
Serving you?
No.
You
were fucking my wife, and that's why it was a pleasure.
Yeah, it was. That was a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed driving the car.
Huh?
I enjoyed driving the car.
Yeah, it was. You know what? You can keep the car.
I can keep the car?
Yeah. I just realized there's going to be all kinds of just disgusting cum stains all over it.
More just broken eggs.
What?
It's full of broken eggs.
The car is full of broken eggs?
Well, then 144 broken eggs.
Then you can keep it. The car is yours.
No problem.
I don't want a car with broken eggs.
Happy to keep it.
Yeah.
Take the eggs. Paid for them.
Thank God that car is a 1976 Toyota Corolla.
Because
it's cheap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's not my my Jaguar.
Mm.
Or my Maserati.
Oh.
Or my Bugatti.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you, the garage caught on fire.
What the fuck? The whole garage?
Yeah.
Underneath the building?
Yeah. It's on fire. It kept, when I came in today.
Yeah.
With the eggs.
Yeah.
I was so nervous from all the I drove into it, and then the engine caught on fire, then the garage caught on fire. I came in, cooked the eggs. Probably why they're so crispy.
Why have they not?
Because the kitchen started
flaming. Set off the fire alarm
over the garage. I didn't want to wake you up in case you just went back to sleep.
Isn't there an automated thing?
So I disabled all the.
Oh Jesus!
I disabled all the things. And then I was cooking the eggs for you. The fire started coming up from the, that's why the eggs are so crispy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bacon just kind of melted Bobby, it into a liquid.
Do you hear that creaking?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that creaking?
I don't hear it. My hearing's not so good these days.
Listen.
Huh? What's that outside?
That's inside. That's the building.
Smells funny. Did you pass gas?
No, that's the building is on fire. And we're stuck here on the penthouse.
You should go to a doctor.
We're stuck here in the penthouse, Bobby. No, it doesn't matter. It
smells terrible.
We're on the penthouse.
It doesn't even smell like a fart.
Of a towering inferno.
You don't need to be so embarrassed.
Look, if I fart, I'm going to let you know.
Oh, turn down the thermostat.
Hold on a second. Okay, now I farted.
Can I touch your thermostat?
You that care? Sounds oddly personal.
If I touch your thermostat?
Yeah.
It is a little personal. That's why I asked. But it's hot.
Yeah, well, there's nothing you can do, Bobby.
Well, we can turn the thermostat down.
I mean, you could turn the thermostat down, but the whole reason is there's a fire where we need to find a way to escape, even though there's no fire escape.
At the very top.
We are?
Yeah, you said we could take your original plane.
Jump off the top?
Jump off the top, except I say we go to the shorter building across the street. It's this.
All right, we can jump off from this building to the shorter building? Is that what you're saying? Because we the only way to exit this building is from the top.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. I think let's jump.
Okay. You know what? Let's not go to the roof. I don't think we have that much time.
No.
Let me just grab this handgun and shoot the window.
Oh, Jesus.
Blam! All right. There we go.
All right.
Yeah. Climb on my back, Bobby.
Oh, wow, boss.
Climb on my back, okay?
Oh, boss, I am part of the family.
No, you're not. I can't leave you here to die.
You're saving me.
I don't. I'm not entirely sure.
You want me to stay here and fuck your wife?
No, I don't want you to do.
You wanted me to stay and have sex with your wife, and you do like my eggs. You do, boss. Mwah. Mwah. Boss, you love it. Mwah. You love me. Mwah. Mwah. Why aren't you jumping, boss? Come on, boss.
You know what? I'm just. I'm just gonna. Fall.